This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It's been a bad week for big banks. Yesterday, JP Morgan Chase told us its earnings fell 7% last quarter. Bank of America had worse news today. Earnings were down 11% at the end of last year. Some of that's due to legal costs, but both banks also saw a big drop in bond trading. Dan Bobkoff has the story.
Banks used to be pretty simple creatures. They'd take deposits and then lend to businesses and homeowners. Then, of course, things got a lot more complicated. Consumer banks got into the investment banking business, and things like bond trading became a big source of profits.
These trading activities have risen in terms of their income of banks.
Ariel Reshef is an economics professor at the University of Virginia. The financial sector became a bigger portion of GDP, and its profits took a large share of total corporate earnings. But for now, the record bank profits are history. Banking analyst Betsy Grasek at Morgan Stanley says bond trading is down for a number of reasons, like sharply higher volatility, but also new regulations that stop banks from trading much of their own money and requirements to keep more cash on hand.
Means that you're going to take less risk on the client positions that you have.
Less trading and smaller profits are obviously not good news for the banks and their investors, but
it may be good news for the rest of us.
Inat Admati is a professor at Stanford's business school.
If it's the case that we manage to reduce excessive risk-taking in trading, and if that's the source of earnings dropping, then it could very well be a good thing or a sign of something.
And there's a flip side. She says lower earnings might lead banks to take on more risk in the future as they try to get back to growth. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.